This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hi there, and welcome to episode 589 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. In today's episode, I am going to try to just focus on some of the sales gems and nuggets and value that Dr. Terry Lowe gave us on the podcast. So if you don't know who Terry Lowe was and you didn't listen to 586, 587, and 588, that's fine. Welcome to this. This is the Cliff Notes, the summary version. Terry Lowe is from Kennesaw State. He is also the founder of the National Collegiate Sales Competition. He actually founded that in 25 years ago. Now, here's what's fascinating about life, and I think that's super fun, is that up until a couple of years ago, I did not know that colleges taught sales as a class, let alone minors, majors, all of that. It wasn't until I was editing my book, Selling with Authentic Persuasion, there's actually a portion in there where I say, you can't learn this in school, right? Schools don't teach it. And then I found out they did. And that was in 2020. Fast forward a couple of years, like, oh my gosh, schools do this. This is amazing. And then fast forward to just even this year, 2023, finding out that there's a national sales competition. That's a thing. I just found out about it. Then I get on this meeting with Terry Lowe initially, even before the podcast began, and found out he's the one that founded it. Like, I'm just so in the dark. And I think it's fun because there's so much that we all don't know about the world and about different things and about different industries and different people. And to me, that's fascinating fun. I love it. Like, and I have no problem admitting I had no idea who he was before I spoke with him the very first time. I just didn't know, right? And, you know, it's like a celebrity. It's like, I don't know who you are, and that's okay. And I'm okay with that. And I had a great conversation. It was so fun. He has been teaching sales longer than some of his students have probably been alive. And I think that's amazing. And he still loves it. And he's still a part of it. And he's still doing everything he can. Now, one of the biggest things, and we talked about it in the episodes, is that his big focus is to move sales into being a profession. And it's one of those things where sales is not a profession. And I bring this up constantly to groups, to people, to in conferences, on stage, in podcasts. It's not a profession. If you're triggered, that's fine. You be triggered all you want. Well, what it means is sales is not a profession. Now, you can be a professional salesperson, and a professional salesperson means you get paid. Just like I am a professional speaker, that means I get paid. Now, there's no speaking profession. There's National Speakers Association. You can be a part of that. But there's no like overall one governing body of speakers that everyone has to like take a test and be a part of. Code of ethics, malpractice insurance, consequences, being kicked out of the club, like that's not a thing. So I can be a professional speaker, but there's no speaking profession. Now, what that means is that a plumber, an electrician, a lawyer is more of a profession than sales because sales has none. There's no barrier to entry. You show up, you're in sales. I sell, I make money or I don't make money. If I screw up things, doesn't matter. If I'm terrible at it, if I offend people, if I'm just ineffective, I move on, right? If I'm an electrician, I'm good at it, great. If I'm bad at it, your house burns down, whatever, no big deal. I just move on. I don't really care what happens to you. I'm just going to keep going and it doesn't matter, right? But that's not the case. Electricians, there's big test. They have to know lots of rules, lots of codes. And then if they mess something up, they have to have insurance and they could lose their license, right? To be an electrician or a plumber or general contractor or anything like that. And so sales is not a profession. And anybody can argue it. It's fine. You can act like a professional, which means you hold yourself to those standards, but it is not a profession. Now, what's fascinating and fun is I've said that for a long time. Terry Lowe is on the forefront of making it a profession. And in the short version of this is what happens is in an industry, it starts out in higher education where it's something that's being taught. And then it's taught as a concept. And then it's moved into some kind of degree or certification. And then the stages that leaves the school system and then becomes its own independent governing body. So think of electricians, right? At some point there was some college or something that was teaching it, and then it kind of spread, and then it became its own thing, and then it left and became its own governing body and entity. Same thing with medical, same thing with legal, like it's its own thing. And so that's what will happen with sales at some point. And that's what Dr. Terry Lowe is talking about and focused on with the things that he's doing to try to align everyone and make a standard for sales education. And then it will be the standard for sales as a profession. And I mention that because it's upon all of us to act like a professional, even if it's not a profession, right? That's why I have my authentic persuader oath, is that if you follow that, you will be at the utmost as a professional and doing the right thing for other people and for yourself. And that's where the world's going to go. And that's what customers truly want. And so I think it's important because when you listen to the episodes with Dr. Terry Lowe, it's all about that standpoint, right? It's about where authenticity fits in. And, you know, with persuasion and the future of sales is on the back of that, right? Just why, you know, I want to take the time on this episode to mention that. When we talk about in the first episode about authenticity, his big thing was trying to help people and then being genuine. Those are the biggest things when it comes to authenticity. And then it pays off when you become that kind of person who's authentic and you want to be involved and you want to help people, people will know that. That is a big thing. Now, second part of the conversation about persuasion, we talked about obviously different things. And he was talking about natural born versus nurture. And his biggest thing, and this was fascinating, is we were kind of on that topic. And then he threw something at me, which was so important. He said the decision process doesn't change. So many times, companies are focused on the sales experience, the buyer's journey. How am I going to set up this process, my funnel? I've talked about it on other episodes about other guests where it's like we set up our CRMs and our stages and our pipeline to match what we think the process is. And then there's, you know, again, there's Challenger and there's Spin and there's Sandler and there's all of these things. But the decision process doesn't change. Human's decision process is the same. And that's where, without even realizing that intersection of the kind of research and focus that Dr. Terry Lowe has done, is that my authentic persuasion pathway is focused on that. It's focused on the decision process. It's focused on somebody deciding if they want to embrace change and if they want to buy something new, which anything they buy is going to be new, even if they've bought from you before, but it's a new product, or even if they bought that product before, but not you. It represents new, it represents change, and change is dangerous. And so the decision process doesn't change. You try to sell however you want, but you've got to focus on the decision process. And that is so important. Another huge part of the second part of the conversation, which I think is so important and a great reminder, make sure to check it out, is the whole concept of unconscious incompetence to unconscious competence in those stages, right? Which is where unconscious incompetence is I don't know what I don't know, right? I don't know what I don't know. I don't know that I don't know about this, right? And that's what happens when people enter in sales, is they don't know what they don't know and they don't realize it. Then what happens in the next stage is conscious incompetence, which means I now realize what I don't know. And I can either choose to go learn it or I can choose to run away the other way, right? Like for me, when it comes to golf, because I mentioned this a bunch on the podcast, I am aware of what I don't know about golf and how bad I am. And I can choose to get better, which I don't, or I can choose to have fun, or I can just choose to not play. But I am consciously incompetent. I know where I am not good at it, and I can either put time into it or not. There's a lot of people in sales who are consciously incompetent, who they know they're not good at it, but they think they're good at it, and they have this false sense of being good at it, or they just don't want to learn and get better because they think they can just get by. And that just doesn't work if you want to excel. If you want to succeed at a higher level, that's not how that works in anything. Now, with golf, I'm okay with it. That's why I go golfing with like 24 extra balls in my bag. I buy them used because I don't want to spend the money, because it's a good chance I'm going to lose them, and I don't want to make everyone wait while I go hunt for them in the rough, or if it goes in the water, it's gone. I just drop another one. I know where I'm at, and I'm okay with that. I'm not going to be a pro. I'm not going to make money. at golf. And that's okay with me. I go out there, I have fun and no stress, and I don't put any pressure on myself. And I just have a good time and hang out with people. And so in the sales programs, like the one that Terry Lowe is a part of and all of these professors on the season, it's about moving people through those stages, right? It's where your unconscious incompetence, you don't understand, you don't know what you don't know, through unconscious competence, which is, I don't even think about it and I just know, right? Like I always joke about being able to see the matrix, right? When you can see the matrix, you see the matrix, you don't know how, you can't explain it, right? When you watch that movie where Neo's like, what is this on the screen? And the others are like, yeah, can't you see that? That person, like, blah, blah, blah. Like when you see the matrix, you just see it and you don't need to think about it. It's like people who learn a language, like a second language or a foreign language or something else. At some point, it's just automatic. You don't think about it anymore. It's just a part of it. Until then, kind of painful and rough. In sales, the goal is to get to that point, right? Get to that point where you don't have to think about it. You just know what to do. You can adapt. You have the confidence. And that's just how you are, right? Like you can see it. Now, the biggest challenge comes so many times I see someone who, as I say, can see the matrix in sales. They got it. Unconscious competence. They just got it. Eyes closed. They know what to do. They know how to read people. They know how to respond. They know how to actively listen. They know how to build relationships authentically. Like they've got it at a level that works very well. That person gets moved into a leadership role or a management role, and then they can't manage other people or help or coach or train other people because they don't understand how they could see the matrix. And then they definitely can't help other people see the matrix. Right? Like in the movie, The Matrix, where it was like, they didn't teach him. He just eventually just figured it out and got it. And then that was like the whole thing. Sorry to spoil it, but that's a really old movie. So if you haven't seen it by now, that's on you. But that's the thing with a lot of people who go into leadership. If they were great at it, they can't teach other people because they were just great at it, right? They either work their butt off or they just figured it out at the intersection of their skills, talents, experiences, and abilities, right? And just worked on it and then were effective. And they just can't relay that to other people. That's why a lot of greats in a thing aren't good leaders, coaches, managers, because they're just not, right? Like great, great basketball players usually don't. They don't have to be coaches, right? They don't need to do that. They would also probably not make very good ones because they don't have a tolerance for people who can't see it the way they see it. And that aren't going to work as hard as they do. It's just not how that works. So part three with Terry was interesting because it was about the future of sales. And talking about the fact that, you know, so many people out there don't understand sales. just getting product training and, you know, getting that part, but not the human side, right? Not that part. We talked about the professional. We talked about self-governing. We talked about what I mentioned in the beginning. Really, his biggest goal is to create and develop good citizens. That's the biggest thing for him, is create good citizens that go out there in the world, and then that's just going to change it from the bottom up. So I think that's the keys there. Hopefully, this has some value. Hopefully, there's some gems in here. Hopefully, you know, if nothing else, you take from this the fact that sales is not a profession, but you can act like a professional if you hold yourself to those standards and doing things ethically, morally, for what's best for them first, and then obviously at the intersection of making sure you're getting a valid return on that for yourself. You don't want to just give everything away and sell and give discounts and try to make everyone happy, because then you're going to be broke, popular but broke, right? And that's not going to work. People will value what they pay for. So it's okay to charge. It's good to make money at things. That's what we're doing this, you know, that's the fundamentals of our economy. However, got to make sure it benefits them first. So hopefully this helps. Hopefully this helps you close more deals and impact things and be a good citizen, as Dr. Terry Lowe says. Make sure to listen to the other episodes if you haven't. And I appreciate you being here. Thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.